since March, we've only been able to get Ashley to go out a couple of times because he's had very high anxieties about possibility of catching the virus, and he gets obsessed with what the outcome would be if he could possibly die from catching it. So it's been a really difficult time for us. People with autism do struggle with understanding things, and Ashley does, he gets very, very obsessed and just will constantly talk about it, and it snowballs and snowballs, and it gets really difficult to actually deal with and live with. Actually, we've been able to get him to go into a supermarket a couple of times while he's wearing his face mask, but I think seeing other people not wearing masks, that makes him quite anxious. So it's really going to relax him and calm him down and make him feel a lot safer. I think it's a very good thing. He will want to wear the mask, so in our situation it's going to work well. But of course there are many people with autism out there that are going to struggle with this because of sensory issues. The feeling I should think with people with autism is going to possibly make them feel like they're suffocating and can't breathe, and they're just really not going to cope with that. So it's going to be difficult for a lot of families. A lot of people are going to be confined to their homes. So, I do feel sorry for people in that situation. We feel very lucky that Ashley will. He does really, really want to wear masks. So it's good for us, but not for everyone.